Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 64 degrees.
Is there something I can help somebody with?
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees.
KATC Mobile monitoring 33 for the moment. Anybody around?
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees.
This is AQ4 SFB. Can I get a radio check? This is Kilo Q Tech 4 Saria Foxpoint Bravo. AQ4 SFB.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees.
KE8ORD. KFAWP. KE8ORD.
KFAWP copies you. A little bit fragmented, Terry, but other than that, loud and clear.
KFAWP, KFAWP, this is now at 20 watts. Over.
Yeah, it's much better with the increased horsepower, that's for sure. You're loud and clear, good solid signal.
A little bit of hiss in the background, but you're still pretty good.
KFAWP clear.
KE8ORD clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 74 degrees.
NEWCB, NEWCB, this is Kate Whiney.
KAYNU, this is MAWCB. Good evening. You got 212 down and 124 to go. Hopefully it gets better today than yesterday. How is things going?
It's going. It's going. It was busy today, but we got through it. My partner's leaving. He's got another job, so he has to fill another dispatch position, but that's okay.
Wow, I gotta say, you lost Mike and you lost a couple there. Now you're losing another one to get used to another partner, I think it. I was gonna say, I take it you've done some shift picks. I think it you're staying on the same schedule, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's a firm. I'm staying on this one. It works out best for the family, and works out best for me. I don't like working Mondays. It's just one of those things where it's a psychological thing. So I'd rather go in on a Tuesday and work Tuesday, Thursday, and every other weekend. So.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You know, it's the brass coming back from the weekend, and all the complaints on their desk and attaboys. Normally it's complaints. Why'd you do it this way? How come this happened? Blah, blah, blah. So, well, hopefully they'll get you another partner here soon, or you won't be riding solo, hopefully, or you won't be down a person all the time for a while.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind if I get to do it solo for a little bit. It don't bother me, but it would be nice if I had an actual partner. I guess it'll work out.
I believe it. I've been down that road before. Yeah, I'm sure things will fall into place for you, and hopefully you'll get a different partner, get a new partner that will work together well with you. That plays a big role.
It does. It does, definitely, for sure. Hopefully it'll be somebody that'll be good. As you know, if you have the wrong partner, it is a very long shift.
Roger that, yes. Long shifts become long stretches of days and long weeks. So, yes, I get you on that one. So, hoping for the best for you in light of that fact. Wish your current partner the best.
Indeed. How was your guys' day?
It went today. It's been kind of a hard day. I haven't felt the greatest, but I got the rest of the proofreading done from Alyssa, and that's done, and sent back up to her. I did the shrubs there on the side. It took me about an hour and a half. And, a little tired, but thankful they're done. So just kind of kick it back a little bit.
Yeah, that's all right. That's right. Good to have that done, and at least now you can kind of relax for the evening, and hopefully enjoy the night.
Yes, absolutely. That's the plan there, and lay low for the weekend. The way it's shaping up, and from what we're hearing with this hot weather that's coming in.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely take care of you guys, yourselves, and make sure you guys stay cool.
Absolutely, and you too, definitely. Wow, I just haven't seen temperatures forecasted like this for a while, and just even some of these pop-up thunderstorms again, that have been popping up. It seems like
They kind of popped up there during your meeting last night, but thankfully it was just like special weather statements for them. Beautiful rainbow after the showers and thunderstorms came through.
Yeah, it did pop up in the meeting, actually right towards the end of the meeting, or end of the first session, of the, or, you know, first section, right before break. I had my computer hooked up to the projector, and I ended up pulling the radar up to see what was going on.
NAWCB, yes, I was going to say, I'm sure you guys were probably on top of it there. We were kind of keeping an eye here also, but we didn't do too bad. I think we got about 0.2 inches last night. It was a steady rain, a little bit of wind, a little thunder and lightning, but nothing significant. I think a lot of it, skirted around us.
Yeah, I was watching, and even on the way home, got a good lightning show on the way home, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely, like I say, it kind of went around us. I think it went to the west, to the south of us. Like I say, a good lightning show, and then the sun came out. Like I say, just a beautiful rainbow there off to the southeast there. But yeah, and then no sooner it was here and it was done. Definitely caused some havoc with the ball game there last night. But we're kind of keeping an eye on it today. It's just like, man, I'm gonna catch. Catch a break there and get these shrubs done. I don't want to be doing it when it's too hot.
Yeah, that's for sure. Don't want to be out there in 90 to 100 degree weather trying to get that done. That'd be miserable.
Absolutely. In light of that, so, we'll see what happens. But anyway, hopefully the meeting went well last night. Hopefully a good turnout there last night.
Yeah, it went really well. We had about 8 participants there, and, you know, 8 members there, and overall it went really well. We pretty much reviewed the first half of the year. I like to kind of do January and June as kind of like a review, just kind of show where we were and where we were headed, and that was good. And then I kind of touched on the Skyward event here Wednesday and went over some things, and then got some ideas from the guys on what they want to do here in the future. And we had some of the guys that haven't been there in a while. Well, before I took over, showed up, so it was kind of cool. Got to meet some of the original guys, I guess, and it was good. It was nice talking to them. And, sounds like they're gonna get a little bit more active. Again, so it'll be good.
I'm happy to hear that. Hey, I think age is pretty good for June. And again, sometimes you have to kind of take a look back, see where things are at. But like you say, see the present and look to the future and map it out. And again, just getting that. Getting those ideas and kind of networking and brainstorming, and sounds like some old and new faces there. So I'm happy. I'm happy how it went. I was kind of wondering how things would go, or how things went there last night. Happy how it turned out.
Yeah, Yeah, we've had a couple of guys complete their level, and or at least a couple levels in their task book, and just a lot of, seems like a lot of excitement, a lot of good stuff from the guys. They're, you know, hearing that they're excited about it, or you know, so it's cool. It is very cool. I'm looking forward to continuing on. We've got our fox hunt coming up here in July. And then I'm going to pick a day for a picnic because I still want to do that and get everybody together and just enjoy the day.
Well, that sounds like a couple of good events there to, you know, for the group. And yeah, at least those are definite, and there could be some, you know, potentially other training plans for Schneckenko with the Skywarn, with the weather the way it's been going this year. I think true to form, what we've talked about earlier, maybe in the late winter, spring, it's, been staying this way, but we definitely have been disappointed. It's been right on, I guess, be the better way to say it. It's definitely been an interesting weather year.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure, definitely, it has been. And, yeah, keep an eye on the sky and do what we can and continue to train, you know, spotter wise. I'm impressed with you know, 18 check-ins for Skywarn, and it's pretty good. I'm impressed with it. I'm pleased and proud of the guys here that have, you know, that are participating. They're getting involved and coming to the meetings and getting on the nets, and just it's good. It's pretty awesome.
It is. Well, I saw that. I think I saw that on the app. I'm like, wow, that, you know, I think that's a good turnout. And, you know, definitely, again, the eyes on the ground there, the confirmation there to the weather service, as far as radar, the people are positioned, and, you know, they might be, you know, have other things going, but at least they've got some awareness. They've checked in, and I think it's pretty neat. Again, just a good turnout.
Yeah, definitely. There's some things that, you know, we've got to work on, but overall, I think everything's going well. So it's good. It really is, and like I said, keep plugging along and keep doing what we're doing.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's important. Like you say, just trudge along there, and you know, you can always things up, or something's working great. If not, you know, try something else. But at least there's a framework in place and people in place, and you can go forward from there.
Yeah, definitely. So it'll be good. We're gonna do some tabletop Skywarn stuff. Gonna work with some of the guys, and especially the, you know, the newer guys here that that are you know, new and still maybe learning. We're gonna try to work with them so there's not that nerves that are there, that try to remove the nervousness and you know, make things a little bit smoother and help everybody out, you know.
Yeah, kind of see how it's done there, and you know, like I say, an exercise, switching through the conditioned green and condition yellow, condition red, back and forth from the net. What to, you know, what to transmit and what information to give out. And those types of things, I'm sure that will that'll be a big help. And again, thanks. It's a good review as well.
Yeah, definitely. It is. It is. And it helps me, and, you know, I need practice, so it helps me out. And, you know, and like I said, it's my goal is to kind of calm the nerves and make sure that, you know, everybody's on the same page. And it's at least my goal to make it fun, you know, but also to be serious as well, so.
WCD, yes, yeah, I agree there. And something, you know, something like dispatching every day, and sometimes, you know, even in what we've done, sometimes there's a little bit of that practice and these emergency management drills and going over scenarios and that. It keeps you sharp, keeps you fresh, and like I say, sometimes you don't do some of these things every day. It kind of gets, okay, well, what do I do? Or maybe a procedure changes along the line, or something new or comes about. It's a good review.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, well, Dan, I am home. I'm going to head in and unwind and get some dinner. But appreciate you coming north with me, and hopefully you guys have a good afternoon. If you guys need anything, let us know. Definitely don't hesitate. Yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy your night.
Thank you. You do the same. Yes, Mom, if the possibility, Mom may reach out to you by phone here in a little bit, talk to you here, but give you a heads up, but yeah, definitely enjoy your evening, and we'll be praying for you tomorrow there with your long days there ahead. I'm sure you'll do okay there. But good talking with you, and thanks for the ride along. Anything, let us know as well. But, everyone, hello. It's 70 degrees and 88 to you as a family. NHWCB is clear on your final. Enjoy this evening.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to Mom. K-8-Y-N Euclid.
Good evening, 1900 hours, showers, 73 degrees.
This is KU4ZYQ, You're coming in about a 3x9, 3x9.
KDHZSK, KDACW, I hear you the same as Joe. This is KDACW, we'll pick up the Mount Clemens repeater. Joe, K4ZYQ, what do you hear? This is Art.
Art, this is KU4ZYQ, got you 5959, I'll copy KU4ZYQ.
I have you 5-9 also, Joe. K4ZYQ88ACW. Tom, KE8YDH, what do you hear? Negative copy on Tom. VE3FIO, Tom, how do we sound?
You're coming in at a solid 5-9 plus, and I am at 20 watts.
V3FIO.
V3FIO, K8ACW, fine there, Tom. Also got you at 5-9. Sound good here. Dennis, KE8YRZ, can you copy K8ACW?
Good evening. I have you here at 5x5. 5x5. This is KE8YRZ.
Okay, Dennis, I've got you a 5-7. You sound good. I could carry on a conversation with you, no problem. Mo, can you hear me? KE8BZJ, K8ACW. Negative copy on Mo. Sean, can you hear us out there? KF8CHY, K8ACW. Okay, Sean, you're a little bit weaker coming here. I'd say about a 3x5, 3x5. Matt, are you able to make it from Ann Arbor? WS8UK8ACW. Negative copy on Matt, Vladimir, W8BPA8ACW, how copy?
K8ACW, this is W8BPA. I copy you 5x5. 5x5. Over. Back to you.
Okay, Vladimir, you're 5'9 in to Utica tonight. Let me see, lose my place here on the line. Chuck, KE8TMK, can you make it from Elton Park? K8ACW. Negative copy on Chuck. Dave, K1DKE, K8ACW, what do you hear?
K8ACW, K1DKE. Art, I've got you at a 5-7 here. 5-7, K1DKE.
Okay, Dave, you're 5-8 in here with just a little bit of sizzle. Sounds really good. Bob, K8HV, how copy? K8ACW.
K8ACW, K8HV. Okay, Art, you're 5-8 to me, so no problem copying you at all. So back to you. This is K8HV.
Okay, got you at a 5x6, fully readable here. Chris, NHPBL, K8ACW, I'll copy.
KACW, NHPBL, I copy you at 859. This is NHPBL.
Right back at you, Chris, 5-9 here. Jim, WN8A, K8ACW.
Hi, Art. I'm reading you 5-6, 5-6, WN8A.
Jim, you're 5-8 in here. Sounds good. Rafi, N8BGD, K8ACW.
Hey, Eric, you're 5-9 triple plus. I'm at 10 watts. N8BGD.
Okay, Rafi, I think we've got a corona ball between our antennas there. You're coming in here 5-9 plus also. Rick, how we doing there? VE3PV.
K8ACW. K8ACW, I've had you at a 4x8 with my indoor antenna, 25.
Okay, Rick, you're 4x6 here, 4x6. I can make you out through the noise. I'm doing a good job. Bill?
88WA, K8ACW. K8ACW, it's 88WA. I have you at a 5x8, 5x8, 88WA.
Okay, have you here at 5x8 with a little bit of sizzle there, Bill. Len, 88FK, K8ACW.
Yeah, you're 5-9 triple plus, Art.
One more
signal,
an 88.
Signal strength off from the repeater to your location as a local repeater for you. So I don't know how you're getting a different signal strength. I can see the modulation different, but anyway, you're a 5-9. Keith was a 3. He was a little noisy, so thanks for taking it. 88FK.
Okay, Len, yeah, you're post strength in here also, 5-9 plus. Greg, you're able to join us, Mike. Mike and Gregory. W-A-D-K-M, do you hear us? K-8-A-C-W. Okay, negative copy. Thanks to the W-A-8-M-A-C repeater, and next stop is Detroit K8PLW 442-100, 107.2. See you there.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 73 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly clear. 73 degrees.
KF8DPZ standing by.
Good evening, 23 hours, partly cloudy, 70 degrees.